Every 2 weeks since April, a group of young climate leaders rallies outside of the Oregon Department of Transportation headquarters in downtown Portland. They say they're demanding accountability as ODOT and state leaders move forward with an I-5 freeway expansion. This week was no exception. They were there with leaders from the group Sunrise PDX and No More Freeways PDX. Teenager Ada Crandall explains why she was there and why she joined the Sunrise Movement, a youth-led organization fighting for a Green New Deal at the local, state, and federal levels and fighting against the climate crisis.
I am with Sunrise PDX, but I'm here with a campaign called Youth vs. ODOT. We are here doing bi-weekly climate strikes outside the Oregon Department of Transportation headquarters. We have four demands for the strike. The first is an environmental impact statement on the Rose Quarter Freeway expansion. And then to stop House Bill 3055, which would continue to fund ODOT's freeway expansions. Specifically, we're now trying to get Kate Brown to veto the bill because it was passed through the legislature, but she hasn't signed it yet. The other demand is for Kate Brown to appoint a youth climate advocate to the Oregon Transportation Commission. And then the final one is an immediate moratorium on all freeway expansion within the urban growth boundary.
And why is this an issue that brings you out here today? Why is this so important to you?
So I got involved in opposition to freeway expansion when I was in seventh grade. I went to Harriet Tubman Middle School, which is right next to one of the busiest parts of I-5. The pollution there was some of the worst in the state, and kids with asthma on bad days were afraid to even go outside for recess. Like, we would walk outside and there would be the playground and the field, and then literally 30 feet away, thousands of diesel trucks passing the school. And that was a really scary situation to be in already. But then on top of that, ODOT wanted to expand the freeway even more and add more lanes to it, which would increase the number of vehicles passing and increase pollution, which would be really terrible for students at Harriet Tubman and also for the surrounding neighborhood, as well as for the climate, because already 40% of our state's carbon emissions come from transportation, and investing more money in freeways and expanding freeways even more is only going to make that number worse.
The message that you have up here says, don't destroy our futures. That's a really strong statement.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
So we have, the current best available science says that we have less than 10 years to take serious action against the climate crisis. And essentially what ODOT is doing is a massive step in the wrong direction on climate goals. Like already, I mean, the state is on fire. Like the ocean is on fire. It was 116 degrees in Portland last week. Like the climate crisis is happening here and right now, and investing more in fossil fuel infrastructure is only going to make those things worse.
Mm-hmm. I actually spoke with a young conservative earlier today. He's like 25 years old, who also believes in action to protect the climate. So it's not necessarily, he said, in this generation, it is not something that's partisan. It's not Democrat or Republican.
Yeah, it shouldn't be partisan. Politics aren't going to be relevant if we burn the planet down. It shouldn't be a political issue whether or not we have a future, but unfortunately it is.
Are you happy with the turnout you see here today?
I am, and I think a lot of it is that even though we don't have a huge amount of people, we're continuing to grow it every other week that we're here, and it's more about the consistency that we're going to continue showing up until our demands are met. But also, like, the first week that we were here, we had maybe 10 people, and so we're continuing to grow it as we go on.
How long are you going to keep this up?
Until they meet our demands. We're in it for the long run.
Okay. He's for resistance, though, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, tell me what else you're going to be doing here today.
So we, in past weeks, we've done like some speeches and chants and singing in Sunrise. We really like to sing, just sort of like as a community thing, and just to like show that we're all in this movement together, and sort of like a militant optimism. And then we also have been doing some chalk art on their sidewalk, so that people walking by can see like what our demands are and why we're protesting. And then today we're also writing some postcards to Governor Kate Brown, demanding that she veto House Bill 3055, which is one of our demands for the strike.
Okay. And you look really young to me, so I'm guessing, are you a student?
Yeah, I'm 15. I am going to be a sophomore next year.
Wow. Yeah, you're getting involved in this at a young age.
Yes.
Yeah, why do you want, you know, yourself and other people to get woken up about this issue?
I am terrified about the future that my generation stands to inherit, and I am really tired of our elected officials not taking this crisis seriously and lying to us about the urgency of it. And I think a lot of people don't realize that climate change is something that is affecting us right here and right now. I think a lot of the time we talk about it as something that's going to be in the future later on. But like I said, like there are record-breaking temperatures here and wildfires all across the state, and it's so urgent, and we need to act.
And again, that was 15-year-old Ada Crandall with Sunrise PDX.